Stolen from the Smiley Morning Show.
Now he's got his own show. Radio Theology is on ZPL.
If you think I'm going to take care of my own backside, you're in for a big surprise.
Wrapped up in a bag and bound and over the head of the
mirror. I'm like, I don't know where I'm going to sleep tonight. I don't know what flight I'm supposed to be on. I just need an adult.
So you couldn't get to your travel destination and sit on a beach in tan all week.
Woo! I'm working really hard not to pee here, guys.
You just picked up a poop nugget.
With your foot.
You guys gotta taste these Jimmy Chums.
You can see me. Speak to me.
Yeah, that when a mommy loves a daddy, they hug in a special way.
Sure, if you want me to. I'm here for 2 years, by the way.
Oh. Is someone sauteing onions?
Here's Pub Pastor Darren.
Oh, my goodness. Good morning, Indianapolis.
Ooh. Morning.
It is a cloudy, a little bit drizzly Sunday morning, but guess what? I got good news.
What's that?
Tell the me. Sun is on the way.
Are you sure?
I am sure. By about 3 p.m. this afternoon, it will be nice, 72 and sunny. But right now, it's a little bit overcast, but that's okay.
It's like the whole day.
No, it's not, Katie. And it's probably going to happen earlier than that. I have faith, my friends, that it will be sunny. Welcome to Radio Theology. We are live. We are local. We're right here with you, friends. I'm Darren Earlywine, your host here with Lisa Graff, Ryan Albert, and producer Katie. And it's poll day, guys.
It is.
It is a poll day. If there's the great sound we love of, there's no sound like that other than the world right there at IMS, Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The car's running 230 miles an hour in a poll day today, which if you don't know racing, it's basically the day that they qualify for the poll. You know what the poll is, guys?
Not at all.
It's the first spot or the
it
last
is the
spot?
First spot. Yes, the first
yes,
spot.
Look at me.
If you're on the poll, you're starting first.
I thought it was where they went to vote. It's now, a little early, sorry.
Does
or strip
yeah, right.
affect your ability to win the race?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Especially at Indianapolis, because passing Indianapolis is difficult because it's more of a narrow track. So the further up you are, the better it is. And that's generally the case at all racing. And you get to choose your pit stall usually. And so that helps as well.
So there's strategy behind it.
Yes. And the reason it's called sitting on the pole, right, is because at IMS, like, there's actually...
Sounds quite uncomfortable.
I was just going to say.
God, sounds really uncomfortable.
I don't want to sit on the pole going 230 miles an hour.
Ooh, <Yep. hey-o. laughs>
No, but it's because the pole there that has the numbers of the cars.
Sure.
So if you're number one, you're at the top of the pole. Anyway, so that's happening today. If you're heading out to the track, we'll hit you with some weather throughout the morning. But gates open out there at... let's see. They open at 9 a.m. 9 a.m. gates open, and practice will start at noon. Don't miss that. But we are Radio Theology, your weekly dose of faith, hope, love, and music. And, guys, we're just coming off. We're 7 days removed from Mother's Day. And I hope everybody had a good Mother's Day last week.
Someone somewhere right now is going, oh, man, I need to get my mom something.
Yeah.
Crap.
Did I forget?
Just missed it.
Well, you can get Father's Day. It's still okay.
Yeah. Right, right.
Just around the corner. And we talked last week. We all made bets of when we thought Lisa was going to have her baby and be a mother of two. And Lisa, you screwed the whole thing up.
Yeah, he's still locked and loaded in here, guys.
So what's the plan now?
Got one in the chamber.
The plan is just let him come.
Whenever.
But
you going to make a secondary bet?
Yeah, this week we can. It's got to be this week.
Right? Yeah, I bet last Wednesday at 4:32. Darren, you were on Tuesday?
No, I was on Thursday like at 7:30 in the p.m. Didn't work out.
Yeah, on our little group chat, Lisa was like, sorry, guys, you both lost.
Yeah.
So when is your due date? I mean, it's
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see.
We'll see. I just want you to know that, please, I want everything to go great with the baby. Just please don't have it in the next 3 hours.
Right.
I'll try not to.
Yeah. It would be a great story for us. It'd probably make for phenomenal radio.
I picked Lisa up this morning to come into the station. And right when she gets in the car, I was like, hey, remember that time you had your baby in my car on the way to the radio show?
Now, like, listen.
Please don't do that.
If you have your baby during the show, you have to name it Dave because Dave owns the building. So don't do that.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. All right.
I won't.
I'll lock it in. Yeah.
WZPL. This is my little baby, WZPL.
Yeah.
We call him Z.
Yeah. Aww. His name is Zed.
It could be worse.
Zed would be kind of cool. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. But did you guys do well for Mother's Day, Ryan? Did you get some of your mom last week?
Yes. We went to... let's see, what did we do? We did not go to church because the night before, Lauren and I had a show that we didn't get in until late. But we went to the Mother's Day brunch at the Keystone Marriott.
Nice.
It was really, really nice. Yeah, mom loved it. Had a great time. Good. Surprised Lauren with some tickets to go see Huey Lewis in the News.
Ooh, yes. Nice.
At White River Gardens. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Or White River State Park, whatever it's called.
Right on.
So it was a win. It was good. A big win.
Now, Lisa, you had a situation with your dog, evidently, on Mother's Day that wasn't quite as mothering and fun that you had planned, right?
Yes, I was a full-fledged dog mom. And, yes, he had barfed up his own poop. Good morning. Enjoy that next sip of coffee.
Oh,
so I cleaned that up. I found Ryan was like, hey, look at my foot. I think it hurts. I'm like, you have blood poisoning. Call the doctor right away. Let's not die. I know. Wow. Yeah, it was quite the eventful. Josie's melting down. I had at least one meltdown as well during the
At least one.
Yeah, so overall, pretty standard Mother's Day.
Wow. Pretty. So you're... I can't even. You know what? I was going to say what your dog did, but I can't stomach to say what that happened. Yeah. So your husband almost dies from blood poisoning.
Right.
Your dog has a situation.
Yeah.
You have a meltdown. Your kid does. It sounds like just Mother's Day just had a huge bow on it. It was perfect.
It was
beautiful.
Delightful.
Day.
Yeah.
We love you, Mom.
Love to tell the tale.
Well, we hope you had a good Mother's Day last week, and we're gonna have a great day together today. I actually did get my mom a present, so that was a win.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I'm out of the doghouse of Sundom.
It had been several years.
Well,
right?
We don't need to get into the
now
exact
you're still
details.
In the deficit.
Like a decade, I think, is what you said.
We'll see what happens. Anyway, this is Radio Theology on 99.5 ZPI. We're with you all morning till 10 p.m. No,
a.m.
Man, it's early. We're with you all morning until 10 a.m. Right here on 99.5 ZPL.
Oh, yeah. Bruno Mars, at least once an hour, right here on 99.5 ZBL.
Anyway, hey, welcome to Radio Theology. I am not...
Are you sure you're Bruno Mars?
I'm not Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars' voice is not that low.
No.
He's more like, hey guys, me, Bruno Mars.
He's killing it.
I'm kind of like Mighty Mouse, but I'm awesome. Wait a second, I gotta go smoke. Anyway, welcome to Radio Theology here on 99.5 ZPL. Darren Earlywine here with Lisa Graff, Ryan Allward, and producer Katie. And it's Sunday morning. The sun is on the way, friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little delayed.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sure when it's going to get here, but it's pole day at the Speedway if you're heading out there. Be careful on your way out there. Have a good time today.
Yeah.
Yes.
But hey, pace yourself.
Gates open at 9. Yeah.
Practice starts at qualifying starts at noon. But this is race week here. So you got Carb Day on Friday, Steve Miller Band, Bare Naked Ladies.
Mm.
You got Legends Day on a Saturday.
That was for Steve Miller.
Steve Miller Band.
Not the
you like Steve Miller?
Said the words Bare Naked Ladies. That's a band, by the way, if you don't know who they
yes,
are.
Yes, it is.
Also, you can see the other.
Yes, I've been at Carb Day before and seen the Bare Naked Ladies, not the band.
Right.
That was unsightly. But then obviously the 101st running of the Indianapolis 500 on Sunday. So it's
awesome.
A big, big day here in Indianapolis. A big week for us as we are the world center, the world capital of racing.
Yes.
Little known fact.
It's amazing.
Actually, it's a huge known fact. Anyway, hey,
sounds
you know
like
what?
Mad
we do.
Cats.
Yes, we have cats in the
Speedway.
We should
do a bit. Is it a mad cat or is it a Indy car going by you at 230 miles
That's
an hour?
Beautiful. I love it.
Mm-hmm. We'll work on that bit. We'll work on that bit and see if we can get it worked up later in the show. But hey, every week here on ZPL Sunday mornings, we do this show called Radio Theology, and we're with you from 7 to 10 a.m. If you haven't followed us on Facebook yet, join the thousands of people that have. Trust me, they love it. And but once a month, we do a party out in the local community called Pub Theology, and we had that on Friday night. Thank you to everybody that came out. It's really cool to meet some listeners that, we don't know exactly who's listening to the show. We can't see you.
Mm-hmm.
So it was cool to meet a handful of you on Friday night out at Pub Theology. People coming up and say, hey, been listening to the show since you guys were on. Love it. So thanks for listening. Please continue to. We'd love for you to be a part of this mix. But we were raising money for a great girl. You heard her interview last week. Tessa, she's a 16-year-old girl, goes to Carmel High School, battling lymphoblastic leukemia.
Yeah.
And Ryan, you were there, coach, and we had a great time.
Yeah, it was fun. It was up at Allie's Ale House in Pinheads near Noblesville, and place was packed. Midnight Run was our band that night.
Yeah,
and the group of high school kids, early college kids, and they just rocked it. But it was so awesome hearing Tessa's story. And if you haven't heard it, you can go to the Radio Theology podcast on iTunes. Just search for the Radio Theology. But just hearing her speak and hearing her dad speak too, for me, was really rewarding that night. But
yeah.
And then she threw a curve. This was awesome.
Yeah.
Do you remember what happened?
Yeah, tell us.
Okay, so Tessa was, it wasn't a cause that we were raising money for. It was a person,
yeah.
Tessa. And when she came up to interview and share some of her story, she just was like, yeah, I'm going to give all the money to Riley's Children's Hospital. And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What? This is everyone's here for you. We're raising money for you. And you're like, nah, give it to more people. Like, I was floored by that. That was amazing. Yeah.
Just shows her character. I mean, it is to have her and her family was just great. I mean, she's obviously this, you know, battling leukemia. It's hit her body hard as far as just... And she's lost a lot of her strength, but a lot of the folks from Title Boxing, where she trains, she's into to boxing and stuff. They came out. Chris Lights Out Lytle, a former UFC champion, came out, which was cool. And we had a great silent auction. And at the end of the night, we raised over $5,000, which was really cool to see that happen. Awesome. And there's going to be a little more money coming in because Pinheads, which is really cool, they were donating back 15% of the proceeds of the night. From the sales that night back to the cause. And so we'll find out that final number later. But, man, thank you so much for Allie's Ale House and for Pennets for hosting us at Pub Theology. It was great to be there. And we have our next event is June 4th. We're going to spend the whole summer on the Regent's rooftop downtown. It's called the Encore, right? So kind of the Encore of the weekend. And every Sunday this summer, starting June 4th, we'll be on the Regent's rooftop for Encore from 5 to 10 p.m. So the party starts during the day, ends at night. You'll be able to be out there and watch the sunset. It's going to be gorgeous. You can find more about it. Just search Encore on the Roof on Facebook or just the pubtheologyindy.com page. You can get more information about that. And that leads us right into this morning's Thought of the Day.
Now, the Radio Theology Thought of the Night.
So I love a good comeback story. I don't know about you, right? But the greatest comeback story that I've heard recently, and as a huge Cubs fan, was this past year's Cubs World Series win, right? It was 108 years in the making, which is pretty intense if you're looking for comeback stories. But, you know, they go down 3-1. They're not going to win the – you don't think they're going to win the series. But in true Cubs fashion, right, Game 7 goes into extra innings. There's a rain delay. They score 2 runs in the 10th. They hold them in the bottom of the 10th, and the Cubs win the World Series. Every time I talk about it, I still get kind of misty-eyed thinking about it. But I love great comeback stories, and I bet you guys do too. Well, this Friday night, as we were hanging out and doing this Pub Theology event with Tess, I realized that, you know what? We were in the midst of a great comeback story. This girl who, you know, was training and working hard and taking care of her health and her fitness, and then finds out in one day that she has leukemia. And now for the past 6 months has been fighting for her life, and she is on her way back. It's going to end up being a great comeback story. But it started making me think, like, what are the elements of a great comeback story? And I think it boils down to 3 things. I think it boils down to faith, hope, and love. The first one is hope. And I think that's really about keeping our perspective into the future. This is about resolve. This is about grit. And when I saw Tessa there with her strength, with her family, and knowing that this disease that is trying to take her life, for her to come out and to give back and try to create hope in someone else's life by donating this money back to Riley, I saw, you know what? She has a hope in her life, a resolve and a grit that is going to move this comeback story together. Then I thought about this too, right? Love. And that was what Friday night was about, and it's what we try to be about here on Radio Theology. There was a group of strangers that came together at Allie's Ale House. Most people didn't know each other, but around this cause to show love to another human being, they became generous, they became compassionate, and it actually changed the atmosphere of that bar on Friday night. And as I see in Tessa's life, she's going to have a comeback because as we saw that night, she's surrounded by a community that loves her and is one to sacrifice. And the last one is faith. And this is about not just faith in yourself and your ability to come back from whatever you're going through, but I think that every great comeback story has an element of faith in it. And Tessa has this faith, and we at Radio Theology have this faith. And for me, it comes back to my faith in God. And I love that one of the greatest comeback stories the world has ever heard is the story of Jesus. We celebrated this just a couple weeks ago at Easter, right? Where he wasn't fighting actually a disease trying to take his life. He was fighting death itself. And if you know the story, Jesus dies on a cross, right? And then he's dead for 3 days. And everybody's thinking, man, we could really use a great comeback story because if this guy was God, he's dead. And that's not a good thing. Well, if you know the story, 3 days later, Jesus does come back from the dead and he's alive today. And that's why our faith in him actually ensures that we can live a comeback story of our own. And I don't know what you're fighting today. As you're driving around this morning listening to Radio Theology, it may be something in your job. Maybe you're facing defeat in your marriage. Maybe it's with parenting. Maybe it's with friends. I don't know what it is for you, but I know there's something in your life that's causing you to want to give up, that you think, I'll never come back from this. Well, don't give up, my friend. Keep your hope alive. Surround yourself with a community that loves you and place your faith in a God who actually has qualified him to carry that faith and hope because he was able to come back from death itself. Keep fighting. Don't give up. You never know. This might just be the beginning of the greatest comeback of your life. That, my friends, is your Radio Theology Thought of the Morning.
This is Radio Theology with Pub Pastor Darren on 99.5 ZPL.
Speaking of that, you've been to the track before. You have friends there, right?
Yes, we do have friends there. Dave Calabrette was a great friend of Radio Theology and of what we're doing. And so we've put together a podcast we'd like you guys to check out. It's called the Born to Be Podcast. And each week we interview different thought leaders from around the country and even here locally who are really living out who they feel like God created them to be. And so we interviewed Dave Calabro. We'll be releasing this episode this week. And Dave has been in town for years. He's obviously on Channel 13 on NBC as a sports director. And just his story of pursuing his career in broadcasting is pretty inspiring. And so we interviewed him this week. The episode will go out. You can go check out IamBornToBe.com and check out the podcast, or just go to iTunes and search I Am Born to Be, and you'll find it. But here's a little clip from an interview with Dave Calabro this week.
So the story gets better. So about a week later, he asked me, said, hey, could you work next week on the PA? We did some guys filling in time. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Well, my professor at Butler University was also on staff there, and I soon realized that that was finals week, and I had agreed to work at the track. So anyway, I went and worked at the track and realized I was missing my Math for Morons class that I already failed once.
Yeah. So hey, you failed math twice in college, too?
Yeah.
So did I.
Very proud of that moment.
Yeah, me too.
So I went to the professor and said, hey, I've got this opportunity to work at the Indy 500. He could care less. So I graduated in 4.5 years because I didn't get I flunked that class, but I worked at the track. That was 1985, and I've been doing it ever since.
So you literally failed a class to go after the dream that. So, I mean.
Yeah. My parents wanted to kill me.
I'm sure they did.
They did.
But, I mean,
I was like, I got to go for this. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I got to go for it.
Yeah. If I gave you a time machine right now and you can go back to that day, would you make the same exact decision?
I would. And I don't know why. I knew because my parents were educators. My father's a principal. My mom's a teacher. Education is very important. Which I agree. But I just knew, man. I was like, this is my calling. I need to go for this. So
that's our interview with Dave Calabro. And you can catch the rest of the interview on IamBornToBe.com. We are releasing a podcast that comes out. We have two episodes that come out each week. Sunday each week is an interview with another thought leader. And then Wednesday release a little deeper dive. And so if you like Radio Theology, but you want maybe a little bit more in your life as far as maybe spiritual content or inspirational content, go check out IamBornToBe.com and download the podcast with Dave Calabro this week. This is Radio Theology on 99.5 ZPL.
This is Radio Theology with Pub Pastor Darren on 99.5 ZPL.
99.5 ZPL here at Radio Theology, your weekly dose of faith, hope, love, and music. And Darren Earlywine, your host, here with Lisa Ryan and producer Katie. And we're in the middle of a segment we do called Ask a Pastor, where you can call in if you have any kind of questions about life, about something going on with you, maybe something about church. Maybe you're on your way to a service this morning and you're already confused before they even start talking or singing or standing or bowing or whatever they're going to do. You can call in 317-228-1099 and we'll do our best to give you a good answer. I am actually a pastor.
Yes.
Highly debated whether I still should be, but the good Lord still sees fit to allow me to be a part of what he's doing. But what we want to do here with Radio Theology, we want to make you laugh, lift your spirits, get you connected to some great causes and just enhance your life, I guess. But we want to also create a community, and I think that's something that's starting to happen as more and more people are joining our Facebook community and communicating with us, hanging out with us at Pub Theology events like we did Friday night up at Allie's Ale House. We're able to raise over $5,000 for a local teen that's battling for her life against leukemia, thanks to everybody that came out. And then we're doing these segments like this Ask a Pastor. And we got a call right now for Ask a Pastor, and we'll take it right now. Shauna, what's up? You're on with Radio Theology. You got a question for Ask a Pastor?
I do. My husband went into cardiac arrest last Saturday.
Oh, I am sorry.
And I just want to know if he can hear me.
So your husband went into cardiac arrest last Saturday, and you want to know if he can hear you? Because is he currently sedated, or unconscious, or what's his current condition?
Yeah, he's sedated.
Okay. Wow. Well, what have the doctors told you, Shauna?
It's not looking good.
Well, I am so sorry. What do they say that he can hear you? What's their medical, with their professional opinion on that?
They don't know. And I just wanted to see if you would know. If I talk to him and tell him I love him and stuff, that he could hear me.
Yeah, I obviously wouldn't know for sure, but I am a firm believer that absolutely. Like, if you're talking heart to heart with your husband, then yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Oh, gosh. I'm just feeling so. I'm so sorry for you right now. I can't imagine being in that situation, and we'll be praying for you for sure.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. It took 5 minutes for 911 to answer my call.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Well, Shauna, we'll be praying for you. And if there's any listeners out there that believe in praying, I know that they'll be praying for your husband. And, you know, I think it's something I have heard many stories, Shauna, of people who have been unconscious, at least, you know, physically. But we'll recount that they're still able to hear their loved ones in the room. And if not on a physical level, I'm sure spiritually he can sense your presence there and your love for him. So we'll be praying for him, and stay strong and continue to be there for him. And thanks for calling in today.
I am always here for him 10 hours a day, as long as they let me.
Well, that's amazing love, Shauna. That's inspiring. Keep it up.
I will. Thank you so much for answering my call.
No problem. Have a great day. You know, maybe there's if you're listening here to Radio Theology, maybe you're a medical professional, and maybe you can give us a better answer than we gave Shauna, and so she can know that. But that's a very real situation. I know there's got to be a lot of folks right now that are dealing with, you know, medical emergencies in their family. And so we're just going to continue to lift up and pray for Shauna and her husband.
Yeah, and I want to clarify, if you couldn't understand what I was saying during my blubbering, was for sure. Like, I think you could trust God that he loves us so much that he would give us that ability beyond anything else to communicate, especially if it is an end-of-life situation.
I love it when you get moved real time, Lisa, and the tears just flow. You're also 9 months pregnant, and the hormones are going. So.
I'm doing 3 days, people.
It was beautiful, though. Cool. Yeah, Shauna, our hearts go out to you. And like Darren said, maybe if you're a medical professional, or maybe if you've been through the same scenario, you know, with a loved one, and you've got some advice that you would want to give to Shauna, feel free to call in 317-228-1099.
Yeah, I know my grandmother was towards the end of her life, and she was having a couple different surgeries, and it was kind of crazy is that she would come out of these surgeries, and she said that she would talk about her special friend, she called him, that would visit her in her room during and after her surgeries. And it was just, and we believe it was an angel that would come visit her, and she would talk about that he had these just really peaceful, beautiful eyes. And then it was crazy. My grandma would say when she was conscious, she, before the surgery, he would speak and she couldn't understand his language. But during the surgery, when he would visit her, she could understand what he was saying.
Wow.
I love that.
Yeah, it was crazy. My grandma, she became a Christian when she was 72 and wasn't, you know, necessarily the greatest, like, spiritual giant in the world. It wasn't like she was, you know, Mother Teresa. She got visited by angels. But I love that fact that you know, my grandma was just a regular lady. But in that greatest time of need for her, as she was, you know, nearing the end of her life, to know that I really believe that she was visited by, you know, an angel. And I think we perceive a lot more than we think we can. So, Shauna, we pray for your husband and for you in this time. And that's what we try to do here on Radio Theology, your weekly dose of faith, hope, love, and music, right here on 99.5 ZPL.
Radio Theology is on 99.5 ZPL. Now, an update on the ever-expanding Lisa. And you thought she was big before.
Yeah.
She is the biggest now.
The biggest ever that you'll ever see me.
We had to roll her in down the hallway here.
Yep.
Just like a barrel.
Took a couple of us. We got the job done. Greased up the door, got her in.
Yep.
We're just kidding, Lisa. You've stayed very fit throughout this pregnancy. That's a big thing for you. Self-care.
Yes.
Exercise, all that good stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You've done very well. The other day, you were wearing like a little more of a tighter fitting shirt. We were at the Well Coffee House planning the show.
Oh, yeah.
And you were up getting coffee, and I was standing behind, like I was some ways behind you. And I thought, I think that's Lisa, but I can't totally tell. And then you turned sideways, and I was like, that's Lisa. Hello,
baby.
There
it is.
She's got something there. Yes, so you've done very well taking care of yourself.
Thank you. I also believe I made a teenager think twice about her birth control options.
Oh, I
because
see.
Because she was like, whoa. Like, people just don't hide their face anymore when they see me. They're like, wow, you're so big. I can't even help my eyes. They just go big.
You're there's like, no my eyes are up here.
Yeah.
Hello,
don't
people.
Look at my belly button.
So even though it's staring at you.
Yes. Yeah.
You what? Cannot look
that
at it.
That belly button is popped.
What happened
is done.
This week in your pregnancy, Lisa?
Oh, gosh. This week, my baby, still not baby-sized. It's nope. He's what? A pumpkin now. Which
wow.
I'm like, that is the most accurate
how many
so far.
And vegetables
I can
they go
relate
through?
To this. I don't know. I don't know what next week is.
It's a baby. Next week is what it is.
Hopefully next week's just a regular baby. Yeah, because I'm due on Wednesday. I've been crying nonstop. If you've been listening to the show this morning, you could tell that. But all week, just crying about whatever. Mm-hmm. Anything. Not even no good stories even. Just like I'm just leaking and I'm like,
I've
oh okay.
The mail.
It's fine. Exactly.
And here come the tears.
Oh yeah. And then Friday I was like, you know what? I'm having this baby today. Okay. I'm doing it. I'm
wow.
gonna induce this labor and I'm on the internet. There are so many stupid ways that they say to induce labor, and I'm not even gonna tell you which ones I did, which ones I didn't do. Because it's so embarrassing. I did some walking, you know, some deep squats, whatever.
Deep
you know,
squats.
Got jiggy with it. With my baby daddy.
Celebrated
oh,
your marriage.
We did.
Celebrated nuptials.
Thinking something's going to bring this baby. I needed him out today. No. Nothing worked. I was exhausted by mid-afternoon. I was like, I'm calling this quits. I don't care.
You can stay in there, baby.
Right, happens. You just stay in. I'm going to take a nap, and we'll check it out later.
Yeah.
And so then I gave up, and then I decided, you know what? It's fine. Everything's fine. I'm going to have a baby this week. This is the week.
When you had a peaceful moment.
Yeah. And I was just like, you know what? He's going to come whenever he's going to come. And he's just in there getting fat. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's
all
fine.
Right.
Maybe that'll make him a good eater and a good sleeper.
Just keep simmering in there.
Yeah. He's just stewing around in his own pee. So that's fine.
Nice.
Thanks.
That's
a middle picture.
Do.
It's true.
So I had this profound moment of, you know what? He's going to come when he's going to come.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do anything else to encourage him in that direction. He's going to figure it out because that's what babies do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do
yeah.
you think that moment of peace happened? Like, what for you in your experience
well,
on Friday?
I tried so hard, and then it's like it never happens the way you want it to, you know, and the way you think it should or whatever for trying to coordinate family schedules and all that stuff. So I was all like absorbed in like making sure this works for everyone else that I was like, okay, this is silly. Like there, I have got a peace now that I have this baby. He's coming this week. And that's just how I feel.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that, you know, for you, it's having a baby, which is an enormous life change situation, right? Like
right.
you guys have had, you know, Josie and you and Ryan have been married now for how many years?
Seven years.
Ooh. And so you've had, you know, you've gone through transition of being married, then being parents. Now, I mean, this is a big deal, being parents of two, and you got to go through. But I think that's one thing. I was just talking to a buddy this week about one of the things I like, the kind of the practical reality of having a relationship with God where you sense his presence with you, even in the midst of really crazy times, that you actually do have a peace. Like, and I don't think you can really put a price tag on being in a place where it's not that this isn't going to get crazy. Who knows? I mean, your delivery
oh,
of Josie's story.
Yeah.
The wheels are coming off in some way.
Yes.
Probably
Lies
your clothes as well at an unknown time, like last time.
Absolutely.
But to be able to move into a life transition and say, you know what? It's not that things might not get crazy, but I'm moving with it with an overarching sense of peace in my heart, which I think is a huge deal.
Huge. Yeah. And it's going to make all the difference, I think, moving forward as I'm not only transitioning, you know, physically and emotionally, but I'm transitioning my 2-year-old, almost 3-year-old daughter, and I'm helping Ryan transition as well. I think it's going to be a huge help. Mm.
Are you trying to reverse psychology the baby and be like, no, you'll happen whenever. And he's like, nope, it's going to happen right now.
Right, exactly.
I'm trying to like trick him?
I'm not trying to trick him, but we're talking and he's going to be gentle on mommy.
Hopefully.
All right, well, Wednesday, IU North, that's the due date.
Yeah.
You might show up today. You never know.
You never
hopefully
know.
Not on the way home because I'm driving.
Yes.
And I don't need to.
At least get her home and hand her off to her ride
right,
so
right.
he can deal with whatever goes down.
Do not birth in my car.
Well, Lisa, we are so excited to meet your son. You're going to have a baby boy this week. We'll be praying for you and all the Radio Theology community. Please be praying for Lisa and Ryan and Josie as they go from a family of three to a family of four this week. And, hey, if you're going through a huge life transition, whether maybe you're having a baby or just something crazy, maybe your kids just graduated, you know what? Maybe consider inviting God into that equation and see if it doesn't make a difference with the amount of peace that you experience in your life. And that's what we're here to do. So that's a wrap on This Week in Lisa's Pregnancy. We got to come up with a new bit for you
forever.
This week in Lisa's I Got Two Kids. What the heck's going on in my life?
Postnatal care.
Yeah. Right? We'll work on the title of that.
Yeah, we're gonna
that's a little long.
Shorten that down.
This is Radio Theology with Pub Pastor Darren on 99.5 ZPL.
Hey, you know, we continue to be amazed here in Radio Theology. We are a weekly dose of faith, hope, and love here in Indianapolis.
Yeah. And music.
In music. We play the hits, so that must be what's happening. Is there's
all the jams.
There's so many stars that keep just basically hitching their wagons to this Radio Theology train.
Well, it is the number one Radio Theology in the world.
You know what, Ryan? I keep forgetting that, but that is correct.
Yeah.
And we're going to add Dave Matthews to the mix.
Wait, what?
Woo! Yes, yes.
Dave Matthews.
We got an email from Dave. He tweeted at us. He was like, hey, Radio Theology.
Wow.
This is going to be my farewell tour because I'm thinking, dabbling with the idea of becoming a worship leader.
He's hanging the hat up.
Yeah.
Man, he's been a summer fixture for like almost two decades.
Well, evidently the good Lord's moving in his life and he's going to, you know, go with those ants marching right into the to the ministry.
That's
he's thinking about being a worship leader. Yeah. So we got Dave. I don't know if you guys know Dave Matthews. He's big. But, you know, sometimes when he gets singing songs, and Ryan, you're a singer, you're a songwriter.
Sure.
But sometimes when Dave starts singing, you're not sure exactly what the heck he's saying.
You know, he's just feeling it, and he's just going with what's ever in his head, and I respect that as an artist.
Yeah.
Do we have a clip of Dave?
I say my hair is the closet, and I'm stuck inside.
I got one of those words. I heard stuck
in inside.
I heard something out of a closet.
I think, yeah. And Dave hasn't had a big hit in a while. Yeah. So, I mean, this is kind of a bold move for him to go.
And that was a little bit weird, but sometimes it gets even weirder because it sounds like.
Oh, my. That's, that's just disturbing.
Whatever you feel in your head must not be a lot.
No.
Is that the feeling, the spirits, or whatever it is?
Probably. He's like speaking in tongues.
Something
probably.
Like that.
Yeah, channeling something. Yeah.
He's speaking in Matthews, is I think what's happening. But we're honored because Dave called today. Can I get on the show to just, because I know you guys are influential, you know, in the faith community here in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. Could I come on your show and try out some of my new songs? Or my songs, but he's just kind of put a spiritual. So, Dave, let's welcome Dave Matthews today.
Yeah.
Oh,
Dave.
Thank you.
Dave, hey, thanks for being here, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, well, you know, so you're thinking about getting into worship leading now.
Yeah, I was hanging up the hat with Dave Matthews behind.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
But, you know, I don't know all the lyrics to all the old hymns.
Yeah, so do you just mix it up with some of your own stuff, or what do you do?
I've got a couple of songs for you
okay.
if you want to take a listen.
Yeah, Dave, just, you know, this is Dave Matthews, worship leader.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
You know this one. It's called Ants Marching.
Okay.
But I'm changing up the lyrics.
Okay. Do it, Dave.
Joseph was Jesus' daddy. He raised him well, yes, along with Mary. Jesus never disobeyed. He was born in a manger with donkeys. Take these presents. Gold and myrrh and frankincense from all those wise men outside Jerusalem.
Wow, Dave.
Do you like it?
I mean, you know what?
Good.
Working on it a little bit.
Wow.
I mean, we're here with Dave Matthews here on Radio Theology, looking to get out of his career that he's been in and move more into a worship leading thing. Dave, the problem with that is it's kind of wordy. I don't know if people can sing along with you with it.
Well, you know, that was about a little baby, Jesus. And this next one is it's my most famous song.
Okay.
I'm changing it up a little bit.
Okay.
Ooh.
So, let's hear it, Dave.
If there's any churches auditioning worship leaders out there.
Maybe they're looking for somebody.
This one goes out to you.
All right. Dave Matthews does worship. I know this song.
Yep.
Excited to see how you mix this one up, Dave.
He healed the sick, he cured the blind, he turned some water into some wine. Who gives eternal life, my friend? His name is Jesus, both God and man. He had 12 disciples. And he wore some sweet sandals. Died for you, then he rose to life. But he's coming back one more time, yeah. Jesus. Oh, he's coming back. I'm just working on it.
Oh, wow. Man. Ooh, Dave, that is really, really good stuff, man.
Catchy.
I think you have a career in this, Dave. Listen, you know, you've heard it here first. We can just say that. Radio theology, your faith, hope, love, music, and breaking stories that Dave Matthews is trying not to be a worship leader. Dave, keep it up. I think it needs some tweaking, but you've got some good theology worked in there. It was good, man.
Thanks so much, guys. Wada, wada, hee!
Right here on Radio Theology, 99.5 ZPL.